صلى الله عليك يا مولاي يا أبا عبد الله، وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك، عليك مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت، وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. اللهم لعن أول ظالم ظلم حق محمد وآل محمد، وآخر تابع له على ذلك. اللهم لعن العصابة التي جاهدت الحسين عليه السلام وشايعت وبايعت وتابعت على قتله. اللهم لعنهم جميعا. May Almighty Allah accept all our a'mal insha'Allah. And may Almighty Allah grant the desires of all the mu'minin insha'Allah. And because we have gathered tonight for this a'mal, and we are doing tawassul also for the qada'i al-haja, therefore I am also reciting about Bab al-Hawaij insha'Allah, so that our desires and the desires of all the mu'minin are granted insha'Allah. Bihaqqa Abil Fadl al-Abbas alayhi salatu wa salam. Please recite one loud salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. For the tawassul with Abil Fadl al-Abbas, there was an Armani, a Christian, who was asked, how did you convert, what converted you to Shia religion, to the religion of Ahlul Bayt? And he said, because I got the shifa, or my daughter received the shifa from the door of Abil Fadl al-Abbas alayhi salatu wasalam. The tawassul of Abil Fadl al-Abbas, Bab al-Hawaij, he said, and when he was asked how it happened, he said that I had a lot of money, I'm wealthy, but my daughter had a rare, she had an illness which was rare case, and I went to every hospital in Iran as well as in Europe, everywhere. There was no expert whom I did not show my daughter, and all of them told me that there is no cure for this illness. And finally, one of the doctors told me, why are you testing and all the medicines on your daughter when the daughter is going to live for some days only? Let her live in peace. Just give her all the happiness that she wants, and don't push her through the medicines and all the trouble and pain of all those radiations and everything. So he said, all right. And he was told that it will be so and so time by which your daughter will leave you and you'll lose her. So the father said, one day she was in her last pangs of death, young girl around 15 years old, she's leaving the parents, she's the eldest daughter, and she was in such pain that after all the painkillers, her pain would not subside. I was sitting there, my family was sitting there, we were all waiting for her departure and her death. But the pain was such that we could not, and I could not forbear anymore, and I wanted to just cry out. But if at all I would cry in front of my family, their hearts would be broken. Therefore, I left the house. I said, let me just take a round and just cool myself down. But when I went out to the streets of Tehran, I was surprised to hear Matam of Abdullah al-Hussein. I said, this is not Ashura, this is not my Muharram. What is this procession of this Ya Hussein, Ya Abbas, all this on the road? I inquired and I found out that there was the Dariha of Abil Fadl al-Abbas, which was made in Iran, which has been transported to Iraq, and it was passing through the streets of Tehran. And therefore people with the tawassul of Abil Fadl al-Abbas, they were crying, they were beating their chest, and they were doing tawassul with Abil Fadl al-Abbas. When I saw, my heart was full of sorrow. I was remembering how my daughter was in pangs of pain. I was so much sorrowful, I wanted to cry out. At that time, I asked one of them, I said, you are doing matam today for Abul Fadl al-Abbas. Who is Abul Fadl al-Abbas? So the man said, he is Bab al-Hawaij. He fulfills the desires of people. So I said, I'm a Christian, I'm an Armani. Will your Abbas listen to my cries? Does your Abbas accept others also besides his own followers? And the man said, Abul Fadl Abbas's door is open for everyone. You ask whatever you want and you'll be granted. And he said, at that time I turned to the Zariha of Abul Fadl Abbas, which was going, passing through the streets. I said, O Abbas, if at all my daughter gets shifa, I will come to your religion. I will convert. And then when I saw everyone was beating their chest, doing matam of Abul Fadl Abbas, I also started shouting, Ya Hussein, Ya Abbas, and I was starting beating myself. I started crying the way people were crying hysterically around the Zariha. And I started weeping. But after some time, when my load off my chest was light, and after I cried a little, and then I remembered that I had left a daughter who was in the pangs of death, I returned fast to see what had happened to my daughter. And at the time when I reached the home, I was near the home, I saw that the neighbors had all gathered around my house. So I was sure that my daughter had passed away. As soon as I entered the door, everyone was giving me tabriq. They were congratulating me. I said, my daughter has passed away and you are congratulating me? As soon as I entered the door and the room of my daughter, where my daughter was lying, my daughter stood up and she said, whom did you send, O father, to give me shifa? Oh my daughter, what happened to you? You were in the last pangs of death. She said, Abul Fadl al-Abbas of Muslim has given me shifa. How did it happen? She said that I was unconscious and you had left and I fell unconscious. I saw someone enter the door and he said, he called me by my name and he said, stand up, get out of your bed. I said, but oh newcomer, I cannot get up from my bed because I am in the last hours of my death. So the one who came, he said that I have given you shifa and I have granted you siha and afia and long life. Now you get up. And as soon as I got up, there was no pain in my body. Then I asked him, who are you? He said, I am Abbas of Muslims. O lady, ask your father to fulfill the promise that he has done at the Zariha of Abbas. And he said that then I became a Muslim and then I embraced the religion of Ahl al-Bayt. Yeh Abba. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. 1400 saal ke baad bhi Abul Fazl Abbas ka itna bada sahara hai humko ke ghairon ko bhi aaj tak Abbas ata karte hain. To jin ke ghar mein Abbas ho, unke ghar walon ko kitna sahara hoga. Yehi wajah hai ki Abul Fazl Abbas ki shujaat aisi thi ki koi maan hi nahi sakta tha ki Abul Fazl Abbas ko koi shaheed kar sakta hai. Unki maa jab Ummul Banin se kaha gaya ki aapke Abbas ko shaheed kar diya gaya, to Ummul Banin ne cheekh kar kaha, ae Abbas, ye log kehte hain ki tujhe maar dala gaya hai, magar main Ummul Banin maan nahi sakti. Kyon? Isliye ki teri shujaat aisi hai ki teri taraf koi aankh utha ke nahi dekh sakta. Magar jab inhone mujhse kaha ki sabse pehle tere baazu kalam ho gaye, तो मैं समझ गई कि जिस अब्बास को हिफाजत के लिए बाजू न रहे, जरूर उस अब्बास को शहीद कर दिया गया। अब मुझे यकीन हो गया मेरा अब्बास जिंदा न रहा। मैं सोचती रही मेरा हुसैन मारा कैसे गया जब अब्बास जिंदा था, मगर यकीन हो गया जब अब्बास न रहा मेरा हुसैन भी मारा गया, मेरी ज़ैनब भी दरबारों में गई। وسيعلم الذين ظلموا آل محمد أي منقلب ينقلبون إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون ألا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين پروردگارا باب الحوائج ابو الفضل عباس کا واسطہ، ان کی ماں ام البنین کا واسطہ، اس امیت کا واسطہ جو اہل بیت کو ابو الفضل عباس کے وجود سے تھی، پروردگارا حاضرین محفل، بانیان محفل، جو مومنین حاضر نہیں ہو سکے ہیں، تمام دنیا کے مومنین کی دلی مرادوں کو پورا فرما، دشمنان اہل بیت، دشمنان مومنین کو نیست و نابود فرما، پروردگارہ محمد و آل محمد کا واسطہ جو رزق کے طلبگار مومنین ہیں، ان کے رزق حلال کا ذریعہ مہیا فرما، جن کے رزق حلال لگے ہوئے ان میں وسعت و ترقی عنایت فرما، جو مقروض ہیں ان کے قرضوں کو ادا فرما، جو مریض ہیں انہیں شفاء کلی عنایت فرما، جنہوں نے ہم سے التماس دعا کی ہے ان کے حق میں ہماری دعاؤں کو مستجاب فرما، دنیا میں ہمیں زیارت اہل بیت نصیب فرما، آخرت میں ان کی شفاعت نصیب فرما، ہماری عاقبت بالخیر فرما، امام زمانہ کے ظہور میں تعجیل فرما، ہم کو ان کے ناصرین میں شمار فرما۔ ایک سورہ فاتحہ حاضرین کے مرحومین کے لیے، بانیان کے مرحومین کے لیے، ارواح المؤمنین والمؤمنات کے لیے، بسم اللہ۔